We're here to support the 36,000 carers in Southampton. That's the ones that we know about anyway. Really to give them any sort of support that they need. That could be from benefits advice. It may be signposting them to another organisation, perhaps supporting them emotionally. Really to find out what sort of support they want and how we can help them.
I suppose actually going through all the sort of council websites and probably a bit of a minefield. People don't really exactly maybe know what they want and why they want it.
Exactly, yes. And a lot of people don't even recognise themselves as being a carer. They just think that I'm supporting a family member or a friend, and it's just something that they will do as part of their kind of almost their day-to-day life. So it's helping them sometimes to identify that they actually are a carer. Bearing in mind that some people are caring for 20 or more hours a week, and sometimes as well as doing a full-time job as well. So it's very, very time-consuming, very difficult sometimes on them emotionally as well. So, you know, some people need an awful lot of support, but don't actually know they need it yet. So part of our role is to identify who the carers are, help them to identify what their needs are, and then point them in the right direction to get the right support that they actually do need.
Why are we in a situation where so many people are having to care for someone and, you know, carry out a full-time job?
Well, it's because they have somebody who is unwell, who is disabled, and cannot support themselves. So they need the support of somebody who's more able to keep them out of a care home and to keep them living with a degree of independence at home. Sometimes it comes down to money, sometimes it's down to independence. That person may actually want to stay at home and may not want to go into care.
We think of carers and we think, you know, certain people of a certain age, but are we talking children as well, young people?
It could be parents who are looking after a disabled or an unwell child. It could be an older person perhaps looking after a husband or a wife. Or a next-door neighbour, perhaps. It could be absolutely anyone. You know, it could be a physical disability, a mental health illness, some kind of long-term physical illness. It could be absolutely anything.
It must be just a huge emotional strain. But like you say, as well as holding down a job as well, I couldn't imagine doing that myself. That's a huge strain on someone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could be that you need to be up early in the morning to help them, perhaps to get dressed, to get their breakfast before you can go off to work. Maybe you have to go home at lunchtime to prepare some food for them then. And then again, you get home in the evening and there's still all the usual sort of chores to be done, as well as preparing a meal. And maybe you have to get up in the night as well to help them out. So it's pretty well 24/7 for a lot of people.
How can you identify people who don't know themselves they are carers? How would they even come forward and come under your radar?
Well, it's our role as a service to get ourselves out there, out in the community, raising awareness, really talking to anyone who will listen to us. We need to be linking with lots of different organisations, statutory organisations, voluntary organisations, anybody really who we can link with who may be able to support people, who we can signpost on to, who can refer clients to us. We just need to talk to everyone. We need to get the publicity out there and doing this sort of interview as well, you know, just to make sure that as many people as possible hear about our service and can pass the message on for us.
What sort of emotional and health issues do people as carers go through? You know, how do they feel?
Carers very often will feel isolated. They may perhaps not want to talk to other people about their issues. It could be mental health illnesses for the carer as well. You know, perhaps they are suffering depression, for example. Some of these carers, as I said, are under an awful lot of pressure and are spending an awful lot of hours caring for their loved one. So it could be mental health illnesses. It could be their own physical illnesses as well. You know, when you're working so hard to look after another person, sometimes you forget to take the time out to look after yourself as well. So it's really important, actually, that the carer does identify their own needs and look after their own health needs to be sure that they can carry on caring in that role as well.
That's a really valid point, actually. If you can't look after yourself, you can't look after the person. Mm-hmm, is guilt a big factor? You know, some people I think would go, well, hang on a minute, I don't like the thought of putting you in a home because I'd feel bad about it kind of thing.
Quite often it can be, yes, yeah. And sometimes it's because the person who's being looked after perhaps has said at some time in the past that they don't want to go into a care home. So the person who's now in the caring role may feel, actually, I've got to do this, I've got no choice, because it's what they wanted.
Do you think people are being lost in the system?
I think so, yes. And I think perhaps that's why this funding's been made available, to set this service up so that we can make sure that we've got the right support in place for the carers. So, yeah, so Carers in Southampton is here to help, so people can get in touch with us either by telephone, which is 02380 582 387. We're located in Portswood Road at the rear of 189 Portswood Road, and our address is Meehan House. Our website is www.carersinsouthampton.co.uk. The website is in development at the moment. We've just got a holding page up, but over the next couple of weeks it will be developed and will be improved as we go along.